Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the HD Expo show, second day of the show in Las Vegas, and I'm with Paul Cleary, the CEO of Lexmark Hospitality. Paul, how you doing?
Morning, Kemp. Always good to see you. Doing great, thank you.
We've mentioned before, I think I interviewed you in November, that some people don't realize Lexmark is a major market share player, potentially the third largest player in this sector.
Yeah, that's correct. We're actually the largest company that focuses on hospitality and commercial. We've got a thriving Broadloom business. Yeah, we're a significant player, which is why we're here this week and having a great show.
So tell us how the business is. I mean, is this the only commercial sector with any life in it?
I think you're right. We're definitely seeing growth continuing in the sector. All the construction indicators are very positive for the next 2 years. I know you use LE a lot, and you're seeing that data. They just published their first quarter data, and there's at least a two-year window here for new construction, but we think there's a five-year window on renovation because new construction has delayed renovation a little bit, but it's very positive.
Well, when you start talking about this business and what affects flooring sales, obviously it's new construction, it's remodel, those two big things. But it's also, since you're primarily a soft surface provider, it's what surface they're using. And we're hearing more and more about some of these properties that are going to hard surface. Where does that stand now?
Yeah, that's a great question. LVT is here to stay in hospitality. There's no two ways about it. But the good news is that Broadloom is still king. And Broadloom is still growing within hospitality. So what we're witnessing is that people are finding ways of combining hard surface and carpet. So like some of the designs you see here today, we've deliberately designed them so they can be made into area rugs to go on top of LVT, which is interesting in terms of the cost for the owner, but definitely creates a nice look. It's definitely a time where we're seeing that people are looking to use multiple surfaces, and so that's obviously a challenge for the carpet industry to make sure that we continue to provide things that work well in those environments. So again, relying on texture, relying on face weight, and really playing up the strength of carpet.
So if you look at it from their perspective, obviously a lower maintenance profile, probably a longer life cycle.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the customer wants to live on carpet, and by the way, they're staying at a hotel so that they can get some rest, then it seemed like that'd be a factor. Nobody's done any research on this, have they?
Yeah, you're correct. There's no strong data to support it, but as we sit in on some of these panels and listen to some of the owners speak, we're definitely hearing a little bit of a pushback because, you know, the number one reason staying in a hotel is a good night's sleep. And if you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're gonna go somewhere else. And that directly impacts the revenue stream for some of these hotels. And so they're looking at ways to minimize that, whether it be the area rug or whether it be just limiting the areas where they put in hard surface, like pet-friendly rooms or whatever. But we're continuing to see, you know, carpet grow, and so we believe that the owners are figuring it out themselves, obviously with brand approval.
All right, so most people know Lexmark is owned by private equity firm, yep. HIG, and so I'm sure you probably can't give us any specifics. We've seen the CRI numbers yesterday, or early this morning. We saw the Dixie numbers, and you know, soft surface on the commercial side continues to struggle. But with you and what you're doing, you're actually seeing upper single digit growth.
Yeah, we're definitely outpacing the market. We're seeing strong growth in line with the hospitality market, and very, very happy with the first quarter results, and we think we're on track to have a massive year, so we're very excited.
So what's setting you apart, and what are they buying from Lexmark today?
You know, so I think what sets us apart is that we've created a service model that is focused exclusively on hospitality. Our size allows us to be able to flex to what customers need. And we make it very clear to our customers that, you know, their business is really important to us and that we're going to make sure that they get the product on time and on budget. And part of what we've specifically done is we've expanded our public space program to give them better options. And we continue to have a strong presence in rooms. So you put the two together and it's creating a nice, thriving business.
Is it texture they're looking for?
I think you're accurate there. I think comfort underfoot is really important. That's why Broadloom remains the strong carpet in hospitality, because it's not affordable to make a 32-ounce carpet tile and have it be practical. I also think texture is becoming more important. I mean, we're all, and some of the panels are talking about the whole resi-mercial trend that's emerging, where, you know, people are looking at all these HD shows that we see on TV about how you should decorate your house. And that's starting to influence products in our work and in our homes. So it's definitely, I think texture is becoming one of the things that will keep carpet in a strong place.
And price point's obviously pretty critical, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. For hotels, you know, they have a budget, and it's usually a budget on a per room basis. So we got to make the economics work for them. And again, by extruding our own yarn and having a really strong yarn bank, we're able to do that and keep prices where they need to be.
Yeah, it's pretty important to point out that this is a custom business and you're vertically integrated. So that's probably one of your, secret weapons,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it is. That's definitely, it's part of our reasons for existence. That's how we can compete against the larger companies out there, is that we've integrated and we have a very cohesive program in terms of color, in terms of customization, and we have a strong design team that's able to execute on the client's needs. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, in hospitality, it's about allowing the customer to realize their design dream as opposed to your design dream, and that's a big part of what our team can do.
And you've invested heavily in the type of tufting equipment that can kind of give them anything they're looking for, right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we've got every tufting machine imaginable under our roof in Dalton, and they stay busy, and we're partnered with Tufco, and so they give us access to some technology at an early stage, and so that helps us, but it also helps us focus on what we need to have machine wise.
Yeah, I saw you at the BDNY show. We're at HD Expo show. Yeah. How does this show compare to that show, and how does this show compare to this show last year?
Yeah, I think I'll answer the second one first. Year on year, I think the traffic is similar. I think there's a geographical side to both. You certainly see a lot more East Coast, Northeast people at BDNY. You see a lot more West Coast people at this show. But I think they're both equally important. We tend to use this show more to launch running line products and make more of a trade statement, whereas BDNY for us is more of a design and more of a custom program.
I see a lot of green in your space here. Is that a trend color?
It is a trend color. One of the designers was telling us that at Milan a couple of weeks ago, green and black were very strong, and so I think we got on trend here.
All right, Paul, good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Paul Cleary, the CEO of Lexmark Hospitality at the HD Expo show, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.